惠身润童心，利于启智慧。
亲爱的同学们，大家好，我是惠利小学红领巾广播站的站员李逸轩。
Hello, dear friends, I'm Yolanda, your host from the Hiba Primary Red Scarf Broadcasting Station.
我是黄少晨，今天的广播带着青草的芬芳和阳光的温暖，因为我们要聊的主题是劳动
让未来闪闪发光。
I'm Edmund. Today's broadcast carries a fresh scent of grass and the warmth of sunshine because our topic is
Hard Work Makes the Future Shine Brightly.
同学们，你们知道五一劳动节的由来吗？这背后有一个关于勇气和团结的故事。Classmates, do you know the story behind the Labor Day? It's a tale of courage and unity.
139年前的5月1日，超过20万芝加哥工人走上街头，高举标语8小时工作，8小时休息，8小时自由。他们的团结最终赢得了每天工作8小时的权利。这场伟大的运动让全世界开始尊重劳动者的付出。
On May 1st, 139 years ago, over 200,000 workers in Chicago marched with signs saying, 8 hours for work, 8 for rest, 8 for freedom.Their unity won the right to an 8-hour workday, inspiring the world to value labor.
在中国，劳动精神同样闪耀。从铁人王进喜到杂交水稻之父袁隆平爷爷，再到我们身边的英雄，辛勤工作的爸爸妈妈，教导我们的老师，维护校园整洁的叔叔阿姨，他们用劳动创造美好。In China, the spirit of labor shines too, from Iron Man 王进喜 to feathers of hybrid rice 袁隆平 and the heroes around us. Hard work, parents, teachers, and school staff, they all build a better world through labor.
或许你觉得劳动离我们很远，其实它就在身边的小事里。You
might think labor is a big idea, but it starts with a small action.
三 C 班的同学每天整理教室，他说，整齐的教室让学习更高效。A girl came from grade 3C tidies the classroom daily, saying a tidy room help us learn faster.
五年级值日生午餐时帮助低年级同学维持食堂秩序。
Grade 5 helpers assist younger students during lunch, keeping the canteen orderly.
温蒂班同学用废旧塑料瓶做花瓶，还轮流照顾班级植物。
Class 1D.Upcycles bottles into plant pots and take turn watering plants.
劳动不是遥不可及，而是成长的密码。整理书包培养责任感，回收餐盘学会尊重，帮助他人传递善良。Labor isn't just big deeds, it's how we grow.Organizing backpacks teaches responsibility, returning trays show respect, helping others spread kindness.
调查发现，89%的同学每天整理书包，但只有45%主动打扫公共区域。今天，让我们一起行动。
A service show, 89% tidy their backpacks daily, but only 45% clean share places. Let's change that today by
离开座位时推好椅子。
Pushing in the chair when leaving.
共享教具用后归位。Return shared stationery.
随手捡起地上垃圾。Pick up litter we see.
午餐后分类回收餐具。Sorting until sees after lunch.
听听二 C 班 Hans 同学的心得。整理图书角后 ,Miss May 夸我是图书小卫士。原来劳动就是坚持做好小事。
Great to see Hans says after organizing the book corner, Miss May called me a book guardian. Labor means doing small things well.
是的，擦亮黑板上的公式是为知识铺路。扶正校园提示牌是为安全护航。Yes, clean blackboards paves the way for learning. Fixing signs protects safety.
劳动像春雨，滴滴微小。Labor is like a spring rain, drop by drop.
汇聚起来，就能浇灌出最美的未来。Together, it's grow the brightest.This future.
让我们用双手创造属于自己的光芒。Let's use our hands to make the world shine.